The devotional for today is entitled, What Are You Preparing For? There is a class of survivalists called preppers, a form of preparers. They are intensely concerned about the end of the world as it is now known. They live in fear of the apocalypse. They anticipate that the world as it now exists, with all its comforts in order, might end in a nuclear holocaust, a global natural catastrophe, international economic collapse, a worldwide plague, or some other large-scale cataclysm. Thus, they think it is wise to start preparing for such an eventuality by creating for themselves an isolated, perhaps underground, shelter, cached with food and other provisions for themselves, their families, and perhaps other like-minded individuals. Just yesterday, my wife informed me that all the masks at Home Depot, the largest home improvement retailer in the United States, have been depleted because of the so-called coronavirus that is spreading throughout the world. A few problematic observations. There are several problems with this thinking. One, it is doubtful that such a catastrophe will occur, and if it does, they will have wasted their lives and resources preparing for it, when they could have spent them more happily and constructively. Two, no matter what they do, it is doubtful that they could survive the worldwide catastrophe they envision. Three, they would not want to live in the kind of world left by such a catastrophe. There are some things that are worse than death. Four, no matter what they do, they're going to die. Misguided priorities. It is ironic and foolish that these preppers spend so much of their energies, time, and money preparing for something that will probably never happen. But they ignore what they know will happen. The world might not end as they envision, but their lives in this world will end. Hebrews 9:27. The Bible teaches that the world will end in a fiery cataclysm. 2 Peter 3:10 through 12. If not while they are still living, then after they die. We must prepare for our deaths instead. Therefore, instead of preparing for the end of the world, we need to be preparing for our end in this world, when we die and Jesus comes and we are ushered into judgment. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18, 2 Thessalonians 1:6 through 9, Amos 4:12. Why not learn of the provisions God has made through Christ so that you might be wisely prepared for your end in this world?